The Trump White House has a new page detailing the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. To discuss these investigations and how the narrative became so contentious in the first place, we're joined by Joshua Phillips, senior investigative reporter and host of Crossroads at the Epoch Times. Joshua Phillips, great to have you back.
Hey, Steve, always a pleasure.
The White House, the current White House, is acknowledging that the WHO's response to COVID-19 actually reflects influence, deep influence from the Chinese Communist Party. How did pressure from China, in your opinion, shape this narrative? And has anything changed since the within the WHO since then?
This is what I've been reporting from the get-go. And, you know, case in point of people who were censored. I was attacked a lot for saying this. The World Health Organization was investigated by the Trump administration during his first term in office. Again, COVID went into the Biden administration, and so, you know, a lot of that ended, right? But before Trump left office, they did an investigation into whether the World Health Organization was actually making decisions independent of the Chinese Communist Party. They demonstrated the WHO was not able to demonstrate independence from the CCP. And part of what we saw happen with COVID response was that the narratives were effectively the Chinese Communist Party narratives. The guardrails on investigation were effectively the guardrails on investigation from the Chinese Communist Party. And most importantly, the efficacy of response was based on the China model. And we know they were lying. So what was the Chinese Communist Party doing? It was doing lockdowns. It was doing economic shutdowns. It did, you know, vaccine mandates. It was locking people in their homes. It was carrying out really totalitarian policies. And some would also argue the CCP managed to offset its own economic downturn for several years by basically shutting down the global economy and then telling foreign investors, China fixed the problem, come and put your money in China. And they lured in foreign investment and foreign business by doing that, although they again continued to lock down afterwards, even after saying that, you know, everything worked. And that was why you had publications like New York Times, you know, eating out of their hand all the time, declaring to the world, you know, the China model, state capitalism, as they called it, which is just communism, effectively. It means the state has seized the systems of capitalism, meaning communism. They say state capitalism was shown as the working model against COVID. That was the narrative, totalitarian communism, the working model against it. The World Health Organization then adopting all of the policies and all of the recommendations from the CCP, basing their response model on their model, and then recommending that as the response to every other country on Earth. And so the whole world followed what was not a functioning model on the recommendations of the WHO, which was basing its recommendations on the lies of the Chinese Communist Party.